Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. It's showtime, people! After 3 decades, we've finally gotten our first look at the new Beetlejuice movie titled Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, starring Michael Keaton and Jenna Ortega. Creative name, I know. Fans are thrilled to see Keaton back in his classic black and white striped suit and curious what's next for the Dietz family. The sequel's Instagram page had posted, then deleted, the first few seconds of the teaser, which show Lydia's daughter Astrid riding her bike over a bridge that's very familiar to diehard fans. The story will follow 3 generations of the Dietz family returning to the town of Vermont to mourn an unexpected family tragedy. Besides the original cast members reprising their roles, Monica Bellucci, Arthur Conti, and Willem Dafoe will be part of this cult classic sequel. As a huge fan of the original movie, I am thrilled to see what's next for this strange and unusual group of characters. But just remember, no matter what, nobody say the B word. In other news, Josh Peck has been receiving backlash for his silence on the allegations brought up in the new docuseries, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. This documentary released March 17th and showed former Nickelodeon stars sharing their experiences at the Nickelodeon workplace. This shed light on the many issues these child stars were exposed to. Josh Peck, former star on Drake and Josh, has yet to say anything regarding the series, and fans are very upset. Drake Bell speaks out about this, telling fans to take it easy on him. Bell explains that while he hasn't spoken out publicly, he's been a huge source of support for him during these difficult times.
But he has reached out to talk with me and help me work through this, and it's been really, really great. So I just wanted to let you guys know that and to take it a little easy on him.
That was Drake Bell on his TikTok page. Fans are glad to know that despite his silence on social media, he's been a helpful resource to his co-star's healing journey. And our last story of the day has history repeating itself. 92-year-old legend Rita Moreno opens up about her touching moment presenting at the Oscars, 62 years after being the first Latin American woman to ever win an Academy Award. At the 96th Academy Awards, multiple past Oscar winners returned to the stage to present awards to nominees in the categories they won. Joined by stars like Jamie Lee Curtis and Regina King, Moreno presented Best Supporting Actress to Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. This was an incredibly emotional moment for Moreno, making her reflect on how she felt in 1962 when she won her Oscar for West Side Story.
I was absolutely certain that Judy Garland was going to win. And then when my name was called, I could not believe it. And then I get up there and do like a 3-second speech because I didn't know. I wasn't prepared. It's embarrassing.
That was Rita Moreno on Entertainment News. Moreno becoming the first Latin American woman to ever win an Academy Award paved the way for many more talented women in the future. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at the Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform, 107.7 The Bronx. .com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 107.7TheBronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.